Time magazine says, move over, me. This year, it's all about you.
Only you.
Here with today's Unger Report, humorist Brian Unger.
Well, I say not so quick, you. While it may appear that it's no longer just about me, I beg to differ. All Time magazine has done here is shifted the act of naming me Person of the Year to you. Because when I hear it aloud... I'm relieved to know that it's still all about me. That's the genius behind Time magazine's pronouncement. It's both narcissism and altruism, selfish and unselfish at the same time. But enough about me. Let's talk about you for a minute and why the editors of Time picked you, which is ultimately Time picking itself, or its inner me. According to Time, what is bringing together the small contributions of millions of people and making them matter is the World Wide Web. 20 years ago, some kid dropping Mentos into a liter of Coke would not have mattered. Now it does. A bear falling from a tree onto a trampoline. Michael Richards tapping into his inner rage on a comedy stage. Britney Spears getting out of a car in a, you know, indelicate manner. None of these things would have mattered. Now they do. Because of you. You Wikipedic YouTubing MySpacers. 16 million of you used a social networking site. 13 million of you created a blog, according to the Census Bureau. You, 9% of the country, you are the real you Time magazine celebrates. Now, if you are among the 91% of Americans who did not create a blog or visit MySpace, that makes you them. And what do they, the them, do? Well, they will spend a little over a week on the web next year, but a whopping 113 days in front of the TV, listening to the radio and reading the newspaper. Yet, Time claims we can learn more about how Americans live just by looking at the backgrounds of YouTube videos, those rumpled bedrooms and toy-strewn basement rec rooms. I've seen those bedrooms and basements on the web. They're dirty. And there's usually someone naked in them, while a pop-up ad tells me it can find my old college roommate for $29.95. But it's more than a new way to see naked people or buy things. It's about people who, Time magazine says, made Facebook profiles and Second Life avatars and reviewed books on Amazon and recorded podcasts. We blogged about our candidates losing, and we wrote songs about getting dumped. We camcorded bombing runs and built open-source software. We did all that? Really? Or did the people who work for Time magazine and their friends do all that? You know, this makes me think, in the end, what Time magazine's editors find so fascinating isn't you or me. It's themselves.
Only you.
That is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger. I am so-